November's affirmation is, I am confident, I am focused, I believe in my skills and abilities. Yes, we have 2 more months until 2022, so definitely don't sleep on yourself and don't sleep on nobody else. Happy November. Passion our purpose, profit our pain. I don't want my name to ever be in vain. A life full of substance is the only thing that will remain the same. Millennial thoughts. Welcome back to another episode of Millennial Thoughts. Thought it'd be cool to, you know, bring people back on the show that have been here a couple times. So, welcome back, Kat and DeMarcus. They are joining me and Amber on this episode that we're talking about. What is the word? I can't even think of a word. Like, when you think about the past, it's like, you know how you watch old TV shows? Nostalgia. They try to reboot them. Nostalgia, yes. College days. Living on college versus living at home and living on your own, you know? So that's what we're here to talk about. So thank y'all for joining us today on the podcast on this lovely Saturday afternoon, morning.
Yeah, depending on where you are.
Yeah. Yes. So y'all could say something. Say hi, say what's up, Kat DeMarcus. Y'all not new to this. Why are you laughing, Kat?
You can go ahead.
It's been a while, though. It's been a while. But hi, everyone. my name is Catherine. From the last season that I was in, I introduced myself.
Shout out, season 4 co-host.
But I usually introduce myself as Kat J, and I do have an Instagram, which is called Kat J Saves. It's on there. I talk about budgeting, saving money, and a little bit of investing. Not too much. But yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Oh, that's all that girl talking. That all that girl do is invest. So much she just talked about a little bit. That's her day. I mean, how she already trying to plug herself at the beginning of the show, but it's okay though. DeMarcus,
what's up, y'all? Can y'all hear me? Mm-hmm. What's up, y'all? My name is DeMarcus. People call me Marco. You can follow me on Instagram at ThatManMarco. I do a little bit of everything, mainly working in tech. So
the plugs in the beginning of the show.
I mean. My bad, Alicia. You didn't plug yourself.
What? What did you say?
So you didn't plug us in, so we had to do it ourselves.
No, I usually leave plugs to the end, but it's okay.
My bad, y'all. Don't follow me.
That's okay. Y'all can follow him. All he does is cook and talk about living in New York City, so actually y'all should follow him.
You know what is so crazy is that what? I never mention to people that I even cook. Or even if I'm going out like on a date with like a girl or something like that, I've never mentioned that. But
you should.
All my friends, y'all all hype me up. I don't even intend to do it.
That's all you do on Instagram is cook. That's all you do is cook. So I don't.
People got to follow me to get that luxury. I don't tell people before I meet them.
Oh, okay. No, I feel you though. I don't tell people that I do content creation. And I don't let them follow me either.
For a guy, not telling a girl you cook is good because then they're going to think you're always going to cook.
Yeah,
no, don't do that, Amber girl. Because if a girl says she's gonna cook, the guy thing, all she's gonna do is cook.
Yeah, I don't even talk about cooking. I just
no.
My feeling for DeMarcus, he just shouldn't say it.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know how you gonna eat. I'm just like, not for real.
Yeah. Like, if somebody buys the groceries, I don't mind cooking, but everybody won't. Don't even get me started.
That's not this topic. Okay, come back next time for that topic.
But groceries being expensive is a part of home versus living in college. Because
that is true.
Good job, Amber. Yes. Okay. Good job.
Together.
Because in college, you know, you got that good meal plan, and I was an RA, so I got that good free meal plan, free room and board. I wasn't paying for nothing. They was like swipe. They were like, oh, let me use your card now, friends. Y'all better use that commuter plan that y'all got. But yes, being an RA in college, that was the luxury for real, because you would get so much money, or like so many swipes. You can like go to the restaurant on campus, or being able to go to some like shop at things or whatever. So I was living in college. I was like, hey, I ain't spending my money, I'm spending the school's money. So that was my experience with college.
Like when I was at RA, we didn't get a meal plan, but we got paid, but you didn't get paid until the last day of the semester, which was a struggle, but.
You didn't get paid?
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
Was that work study?
No, we didn't get our paycheck for the RA job until the last day of the semester.
Well, we didn't get the paycheck at all.
We got our room paid for, but not a meal plan.
Wow. Oh, we got our room paid for and our meal plan.
That makes sense to get paid, because that's a lot of money that they gave you.
Well, that's a lot of work that we had to do. I'm a manager managing all them dang kids, doing walkthroughs at 2 o'clock in the morning. I ain't gonna lie, I do them sometimes, but hey, I graduate. Either.
I tell my, well, when I supervise RAs, I'll tell them all the time. I was like, listen, don't do what I did, but I'm gonna tell you, I did not do them all the time. And that's it.
Who was walking around? One time, my first time I was on call, they was like blowing up my phone because your girl likes to sleep at night. I didn't understand that there was really things that happen at nighttime, for real. Like, y'all need to go to y'all room. Y'all need to go to bed.
College campuses at night.
Yeah. But y'all need to go to y'all rooms. Are trying to like sneak upstairs, do this, do that. No, what? But then I was like the only black RA, not on both teams, but kind of both teams that I was in. So they were like, I'm like the cool RA type thing or whatever. I was a cool RA. I knew some other people was like stricklers. I didn't care. I was like, well, they didn't already pay for my room. They already gave me a meal plan. I'm just do what I need to do and keep it moving. Like, well, I don't do no extra for none of these places out here. So you do what you do. Some come sign in, come sign out. Because I know I wasn't doing half the things that I need to do. And then this one girl tried to snitch on me. Like, girl, worry about you. Her name was Karen. Not really, but that's what we're going to call her because that's what she was. Like, she was like a stickler for the rules. Like, bye. I'm getting my college living life for free. What are you worried about me for? So, yeah. That's my experience. Y'all can talk about y'all's.
Real quickly, I actually stayed at home. So... Yeah, I stayed at home during my college years, and so I didn't really have to worry about spending money. Although I was jealous of my friends because they did have the meal plan. So sometimes I'd be like, yo, can you help me out a little bit? But because like some of the food looks really good, but I don't want to spend like $8 for breakfast and then $8 again for lunch. And if I do end up staying there longer, pay another $8. Like that's a lot in a day. So, or sometimes I would just bring in food. So I was a commuter. I commuted every single day. So that was my...
Where did you go to school?
I went to university at Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Upstate.
Yes, upstate New York. DeMarcus, I think it's your turn.
Okay. I was just trying to think about, I mean, as far as my experience, I stayed on campus. So for me, I came from a small town, so I mean, I always wanted to be in a bigger environment. So for me, when I got to Louisville, it was just like a whole different experience. You know, just even really having the what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, just being independent, right? Like that was just totally new for me. And so when I got to campus, even as far as like rooming, I had like this. It was called a deluxe room. And how the deluxe worked is, you know, typically when you have a dorm room, it's like two people in a room and they're sharing the bathroom with like two other people. Well, for the deluxe room, it was just me and my roommate and we had like our own bathroom. So the biggest room on the corner, it was like the best room in the whole building, especially for like the different floors. We had a hell of a time. Like people would always come through. You know, that was a dope time. As far as like spending money. Yeah, I mean, like freshman year, you had like that meal plan. I think it was like $800 or $900, and we would go like crazy at this place called the Veal Grill, and that would be just like the spot where everybody would meet up. Like that was just like, yeah, biscuit and gravy. You know, in the morning, you had the omelets that everybody thought was fire, and it was pretty much like a buffet, I guess, throughout the day. So that was kind of like our main spots. But in regards to spending money, it was funny because it's like, you thought that the meal plan was like covered by the university. In reality, you were actually, that was your money.
Yeah, so, people don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was definitely interesting. But yeah, for me, the experience was just, it was dope.
So. Go Cards. We went to University of Louisville. Woo!
Hey.
You didn't like
you
it?
You said that. Now, the way you said that, it was just like, you was just not feeling it, for real.
Oh, go Cards! You went to University of Louisville?
No, the way you said it was like you did not sound excited at all.
Oh, yeah.
Now, college was fun, though. College was an amazing time.
Yeah, I always wish I could go back. I'm like, I regret. I'd be like, I should have stayed, not necessarily like stay when we get, but I was like, I would do things so much differently if I went back, you know? Don't want to say I regret it.
I would just stay there. Like, I would never go. I would just stay in college.
If I knew what this real world was, I'd have been like, I'm about to be a 6-year senior.
Yeah. For real, like, the access to stuff was just different. Like, mm-hmm. even as far as having fun, as far as meeting people, it was just like, it was just totally different. And I think that even for me, just kind of my look on it, outlook on it is, like, say, Alicia, Amber, well, probably, like, around, like, Amber's, like, classes, around that time, people were saying that everybody was on campus. You know, when we got there, like, you was on campus kind of the first year, and then everybody kind of went to the outside apartments, you know, mm-hmm. just sophomore, junior, senior year. I can only imagine how lit it would have been then.
Yeah. For us, I feel like being on campus was fun because there wasn't really anywhere for you to live off campus. Like, the school was mostly commuters, but people would either just, like, stay with friends or they live, like, close enough. So you couldn't even have, like, off-campus apartments or anything because the area just wasn't set up for that at all.
Right. So that probably made it way more fun, too.
On campus, definitely. And, like, when we would go to things, like, I really think about what did we do. We would go to, like, parties at clubs that weren't actually, like, too far. But then sometimes we would go, because I went to a SUNY school, SUNY Old Westbury. We go to, like, Stony Brook, which that was far, like, 45 minutes. That's pretty much what we did, or had, like, room parties.
Yeah. That probably was lit for sure.
I like it because there's always something to do. Even though I was a commuter, but I stayed on campus a lot with a lot of the my friends. But I just like that whole college experience because there's always something to do. You could be walking by and they're doing something. Like, our student union would always be doing something, whether it's, like, a giveaway of something. Or
they have free food.
Like, Free food. You're, like, getting information about different clubs and organizations at the school, and they're always doing something. They're always putting something out. So there was always something to do. Yeah. And now, being an adult, it's like you have to, like, find something to do.
I honestly truly might be, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I do not like house parties. I don't like house parties because I don't know who your friend is and who the cousin and who cousin day and all them up in there. They be coming. I've been to house party. They start fighting. They start shooting. And I have a lot. I was in a party at the retreat and they were shooting outside. I said no. And then the next couple weeks, somebody really got shot for real, like a football player. I said no. I was going to house parties. I'm like, I don't know these people from a lick of nothing. People get alcohol in them, they start acting crazy. That's why I don't do that.
Yeah, I feel like I don't like them. I'd prefer them with, like, people that I'm cool with and know, or, like, we're hosting it versus, like, random parties. But I, like, agree with you because from us, like I said, we had room parties or we would go to clubs. But if we went to clubs, it was literally all of us going to the club. So it was, like, still the people we knew. But I can get what you mean about if you're at a house party and it's all these random people, especially college people, and then people that they know and their friends and stuff that come. And I feel like people are just dirty. I mean, we knew that before the pandemic, but now it's become more relevant that people are just dirty. And when you think, like, you be playing beer pong and the ball be dropping on the floor and you were drinking the cup still, and everybody's drinking from the cups, no.
Come on. Not trying to incriminate myself because I don't do it. But, you know, also the some legal substance sometimes some places is illegal, even that, you know, you'd be passing that to be me mouse on and stuff like that. I'd be like, oh, hold up now, I can't be doing that. Mm-mm. But even within that, like, I'm like, I don't know. But clubs, I feel like I was at a club and they started shooting it to outside. People's like, get down, duck now. I mean, I'm like, what? I'd be like, what is going on? Hold up now, because I'm not trying to die out here. Like, what is really going on?
There were a lot of fights at the end of parties at clubs. And that's usually what ended it, because there was a fight.
But I like clubs. I like clubs or bars because at least, you know, like, they pat you down. Like, something, you ain't even getting nowhere out here with no dang pepper spray. They try to make the girls be a bear and let anything happen because they don't let you inside the club with pepper spray. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about that. But post grad, well, I went to grad school too, but that was so boring because I was in a whole, like, so, such a white town. No shade if I got any white listeners. But you really had to like find it. So going from undergrad to grad, it was like you had to find your fun. And I went to a school like in a rural city. They was like, oh, all you gotta do is drive like 45 minutes to go to Nashville. I don't want to do that. I don't want to drive to go have fun. Like when I just came from a city that had so much fun. And I don't want to say I took like Louisville for like took it advantageously, but I was like so invested like in the campus, like I didn't really do too much in the city, because first of all, you gotta have a car, you gotta have money, you gotta do all that. So I was just like, campus, that's cool. But then when you're like in grad school and you do have that free time, it's like, dang, I really want to be in the city so I can enjoy it and I can have fun. And that was kind of blah. And then hoochah, you go back to your parents' house, ain't nothing. My parents live in the country, so it's like social life. It's like people who stayed after college, but you not like they didn't go to college, they stay after high school, but you don't really know what they're doing out there, and I don't need to know what they're doing. So it's like them type of people. And then it's like people who do come back from college, but then they be like, well, they trying to get out here too, like they trying to get out of that same city too as well. And so yeah, that's the experience with all that, trying to just find, navigate, try to find people, trying to do things. It's just really hard out here. So
yeah, and I do think, like, I mean, especially because I work at colleges, like college students do not know what they have themselves gone, and it's so difficult for them to understand that, even when I'm telling them like, please listen to me, like you will not get this back and it will not be the same and you're just gonna be mad, but they don't want to listen. So good luck, because they're not listening.
I wish that y'all could see this video, because I was like, okay, DeMarcus just coming through with the blurred out, the technology guru up in here. Like, what is going on? Headphones and everything.
You got to adjust your settings.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, so.
I don't know how to do it on my, oh, actually, maybe I can blur it on here. I don't need it now.
If you have Mac, it don't be letting you do nothing.
Yeah, Mac's right. Stupid.
I got a Mac, just go to, go to the three dots at the top, like where your little where the camera is. You see where it says mute and then the three dots.
But it doesn't ever give me the blur option.
I guess we'll be editing this part out.
So go to where it says choose virtual background. And it's like,
unless y'all, hey, maybe the listeners need to know.
Gotta update it, because blur doesn't come up on here. And even when I do the background, like, look at this. What the heck is this? What is this?
Yeah, that's what it does. It does it all the time.
Oh, that's crazy. My blur is right next to it.
Okay, technology guru.
Yeah, that's why.
Thanks for throwing it in our face. We don't know what we're doing. Just playing. But yeah, and I feel like going back to like home to the parents' house, I feel like that is a struggle within itself. So let's talk about that. How was that experience for people who went home? That's why DeMarcus out living in New York. That boy went home. He didn't know how to act. Okay, you never left home, right?
Who, me?
You didn't leave home?
Me?
Yeah, you didn't leave
home. Oh, yeah, no, I never left. I stayed the whole time through, you know, getting my undergrad and then also my grad, and then I stayed another year. Then I
was you was ready to go.
Yeah, after that, it was definitely time to go. It's just, you have more freedom when you're not in your parents' home. You don't feel guilty. Like, for me, I always felt guilty if I was out and I was coming home at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
I don't understand why parents make people feel guilty. Good guys, you want, I'm not 50, 60 years old. I'm literally in my 20s. What? They want you to pay rent. They don't know that you in debt and that the jobs don't pay no money.
No, I just think like our parents, like, I mean, I don't want to speak for everyone, but like my parents, I think they're always going to see me as their little kid. So I think it's hard for them to see like me going out and actually being a full adult. But it's weird because they're kind of flip-floppy, because they're like, you're an adult, but we also want you to come home at a certain time. You got to pay for this, but we also want you to come home.
I don't understand like why that's such a big deal.
There's not
like,
really that much independence.
I don't understand why that's like a big deal. And they're like, you got to be home before 12 o'clock because it's my house. What? That's a type of an hour. It's 12 o'clock. What? Clubs don't close to 1
exactly.
2 o'clock.
Nobody's going anywhere until 11:30, 12.
Okay, so, okay. You're not even getting to the place till 12 o'clock. Dang near, you may be even leaving the house at 12.
Which I can't believe I did that, because now I need to be in the house by 12.
Not in the house by 12.
Like, this is crazy. I need to, if I'm doing something, I need to know, first of all, before I'm leaving work, that I have something to do that day.
Come on. And then, okay, because you got to plan yourself. That's, I was stressed the other day, because I'm like, how am I going to get here to the next thing? I gotta plan that after, because, you know, things be happening so quick after work. Like, can y'all do this on a Saturday or a Sunday, please? Like,
yep.
So that's crazy. Yeah, I went back home twice. I went back home like after I graduated for the summertime. I mean, it really wasn't that bad because I was getting money and I was traveling. I actually went to New York City that summer. And there's nothing really to do like in my city. So I'm really not letting me go out. But baby, they be trying to act like you can't watch TV. You can't lay around. Like, I just spent 4 years in school. Like, I don't have to wake up to write no paper. I don't have to wake up to study. Like, let me sleep to 2 o'clock. Let me lay in bed. Like, what? Oh, you need to get up. My dad, like, you need to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Who? I don't need to get up that early in the morning. That's how my dad is, for real. He'd be like, 7 o'clock in the morning, let's wake up. Like, no, I just woke up 8 o'clock in the morning every Saturday for the last 4 years. I don't want to keep doing that. So that was like a struggle. And then, I mean, you got
to. It seems like it's a struggle for us to like transition from school to just real life. And it's hard for them to transition of us being in school and then not having.
It's crazy to me, like, when anymore. I mean, my mom went to school, but I think she commuted. My dad didn't go to college. He didn't even finish high school. But it's just crazy to me when parents have gone to school or like they understand and they're still just like, no, this is what you need to do. And you're like, leave me alone.
I know. I think, you know, but this. I feel like our parents went to school. I don't know. I feel like our parents went to school a different way than we went to school. Cause like, I feel like my mom went to school. Well, my mom and dad, they both went to school, but they went to school like their master's. I'm like, they went to school like as a full-time working adult, you know. That's so they went to school too. 40 hours and they went home. Like, they didn't get the real life college experience, even my brother. So when I was like so involved and stuff like that or whatever, doing this, going here, like my brothers went, like, I wouldn't say I went traditional in a way, they went like the work life traditional, but I'm like, I'm trying to get the schooling down. So I think it's also different too. Like, they're like, okay, I go to work, okay, I go to school, okay, I do my stuff on the weekends. Whereas we're like, we go to school, we do our stuff in the, during the day, like we go hang out, we go to places, and on the weekends, like, we chill, we go party, or we go to a friend's house, or like, I don't know, we sleep because we're tired. I don't know. So I feel like it also depends on the way that your parent went to school. Like, I'm going to know now because how I went to school. My kids aren't going to college, but if they do go to college, I would know how to navigate that.
And also, school was cheaper and they didn't have these problems of like how much it costs for anything.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Because everything's expensive.
These student loans.
That's what I keep saying, because I'm not doing it. Not.
Yeah, I just don't understand. It said Biden dismissed student loans for the disabled or something like that. He needs to dismiss loans for the low income unemployed people.
For everybody.
For the people, okay,
PM. Yeah, for everybody, for sure.
Like, it's crazy. But if they do that, it's like, where is the money coming from? But I don't understand why people don't understand money is fake.
We were just talking about that.
Like, the pandemic.
We haven't been paying for so long.
The pandemic, right. Clearly, you don't need it. The pandemic has shown that y'all get this money later. Like, COVID or whatever really impacted our economy, yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. I hear blah, 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 because the money is fake. Y'all giving out money like it's no tomorrow. So I don't understand, like, why the loans can need to be gone, because they're not even paying us an affordable wage to even pay them back. But that's what they want to do. And they won't get me. They won't get me and my generational wealth with my children. So my kids aren't going to college. Do you think your kids are going to college? Anybody can answer. If you're going to have
kids. I feel like I'm conflicted because I work at a college, but that doesn't mean everybody should go to college. I just feel like I would really explain to them what this means, because people go to college thinking you're automatically going to get a job. That's not the case. You don't understand how expensive it is if you go to like a really private school, or even just going to like a state school. I don't want you wasting my money. That's the biggest thing, because
you know that if you work there, they go to school for free.
Yeah,
well, my kid only have one option, go where I work.
Yeah, and that's true too, but like, I don't know, I think I would just give them their options, and if they don't want to do it, like, we got to figure something else out, but you're not going to sit here for like 5 years doing nothing. Like, you still going to need to like work. Or
you don't
like,
think that you would, if your kid chose not to go to school, you wouldn't let them live with you?
No, I would. I'm just saying that they're not going to sit here for like 5 years doing nothing and just being like, I graduated high school and like, now I'm just going to, you can chill. Like, I'm not going to let you rush you to do something, but I'm just saying for consistent years, we're not going to be sitting here like.
What if they're trying to work on their dream as a content creator? That takes 10 years.
No, that's fine. You need to be just working towards something. Like, don't just be here on the couch going out all the time and not working. Like, even if you're just working at a job in the mall, like, just something has to be happening. You can't just be here doing nothing.
Cata DeMarcus.
Okay, I guess I'll go. I can't really.
What's wrong with DeMarcus? He over here.
I know he looks like he probably hung over. He's out there living in New York.
I don't even get hangovers like that. But no, I'm just
saying. Wait till you hit 26, 27.
To what? And it looks like a weird glow, but it's blurred. But then I'm like, okay, can he hear us or not? But
yeah,
okay.
I can. I'm just y'all was flowing. I can talk about my experience, you know, being off campus too.
Okay, you can go, Kat.
I really like what Amber says, just giving them options. I feel like when I was growing up, I didn't really have an option. All I knew was just education. And even when I got in, because I went in as engineering and I didn't really like it. Yeah, I did. I was like on the track to do chemical engineering and I didn't like it. And so I was like, oh my God,
you've been making so much money.
I know. But I was like, oh my goodness, like when I didn't like it, I was like, I need to switch my major. And so my next step was like education still, but I need to find a degree that is going to make me money, because that's what I've been taught. Like, if you go to school and you get a degree, then you'll be able to find a job and make some money. So that was like my option. I was like, choose a degree that's gonna lead to money at the end. And so
I wish I did opposite.
But yeah, so I think like even now that I know, like especially after COVID, like there's so many ways to like make money. And you know, it's not only education, there's trade on entrepreneurship. So even just learning that, but just giving them an option of what they can do and like to constantly work and not just chill for a long time. That's kind of the way that I would go about it.
I feel like I'm indifferent. If my kid want to chill, if my kid want to travel, if he want to take a sabbatical or her, I'm just let them live.
For how long though? That's the thing though.
Sabbatical is like a year. But like, I really feel like you have your whole life to work. But I'm saying you're 18. So that's what we're talking about, because how you went engineering, the Africans be like, get that money. You went at 18 and you changed your mind. So if I'm going to let my child figure it out, I'm not going to have him or her. What, I don't know what the heck the child's going to be. But I'm just saying I'm not going to have my child being like, oh, you have to go to school at 18 to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life. Because even me, I went in and I was going to go law school and I changed it. So I could be like, well, shoot, in reality, I wasted money because I could have did something different. I was thinking about money because I wanted to be a lawyer. And I was like, man, forget this. So instead of wasting money, if you want to go do a sabbatical, if you want to travel the world, if you want to go teach English somewhere, if you want to go do that, unless you know that you have this trade, then figure it out. And then boom, like, I don't know, like,
no, I agree with you.
Like that. I'm not saying like my kid's gonna be a bum or something like that. But then, I mean, if he likes if they like the family business, then they could just work under me and they could just take what I do. Because my kids, I feel like they're gonna be real techie. Because I'm not techie.
I love that. I think the only reason why I say like it's okay and like there's a time period to have that sabbatical or just that year is because I just don't want them to get too comfortable with not doing anything and thinking that I'm just gonna be here ready to put out fires whenever they mess up, which I am, but I don't also want to create this idea that you can just be lazy and not really do work. Cause I still do believe that you should work hard to get anything you want. And so.
That's true, but I don't think that they're going to be lazy. I feel like people think that, but I mean, kids is lazy. Like kids are lazy when you're younger. If you instill that in them and they know that that discipline, that's whatever, then they're going to do it. I just feel like giving kids, I do feel like it's like giving kids options or whatever. So true, like you want to go to college, you don't want to go to college, but like knowing and like being in this, like this type of industry and everything that's going on, it's like I feel like I would be more of supportive. Now if you're trying to get over, that's a different conversation, but like in general, if I would have thought about like doing podcasts, and I mean like in college or something like that, like if I would have thought about media, if I would have switched my trajectory and I would have switched what I wanted support to try to change it, but then I'm like, well dang, I'm in too late in this degree, so I might as well get this degree. But I could have had a whole different thing. But if I would have waited till later, and if I would have had known, or if I would have had the support to be like, okay, no, don't go to college. Like, you could do something else, that'd been cool. But getting college all thrown at me is like, okay, I'm going to college because I don't have no other options. Entrepreneurship, like, I knew about entrepreneurship and I thought about that in high school, but like, that's not what people was feeding to me. So I feel like with this next generation, there's going to be so much stuff fed to them in a sense like that, that I feel like they are going to kind of know what they want to do. They're going to try to figure it out. And also, that's why I say starting early. That's why I don't really want my kid to have to work in high school, because I want you to know your passions. I want you to know what you like so that you can figure it out, so that if you don't go to college, you still have something you want to do. If you want to paint for people, if you want to own a beauty supply store, you can start that at 18 and 19. You don't have to go to college to get a higher education to start a beauty supply store. You could go on YouTube and type how to start a business. So that's my thought process.
I feel like Kat's point too is like, I agree, like, I don't want them to be like a bum, but you know, if that's specific product for them, what can you do? Because I feel like as a parent, which is another reason of like my hesitancy of having children, because you can do all you could do, but that child's gonna do what they want to do. And like, what you're not gonna do is take advantage of me as your parent, because that's not like what this is supposed to be. So like, to Kat's point of like, I'm not gonna be just like always saving you. It's not saying I'm not going to protect you, but sometimes kids put themselves in predicaments that like, you knew what you were doing and like why you shouldn't have done this. Like, I mean, I can't think of any like Black kids that have done this, so I get sorry for like stereotyping for the white listeners, but white kids usually be taking their parents' credit cards, be doing all this wild stuff. As a Black child, I would never even dare think to even touch the wallet, look for it, nothing. So it's like stuff like that I don't want my kids to do, because like, they don't realize the effect of it or how it's damaging. And it's like, what can you do? You can't call like a credit card company for the example and say like, oh, my child did this, like, give me the money back. They're not going to. They're gonna be like,
but some parents be giving their credit cards too, so
they do, but
they want to do whatever. Now this one girl, I felt you on that, because he'd be like, you don't do that. But this one girl, she was Black, she said that she did take her mom's car and she wrecked it,
and she probably was really restricted after that, I bet.
I don't know if her mom was at like her mom was or something like that, and she took her and her sister on the road, and then like they hit something, and she was like, but she almost didn't get caught for some way, but then I guess like the sister snitched on her. And it'd be your own siblings snitching on you, like, that's disrespectful.
And that's what I worry about multiple kids, because one can come out multiple. Of the time, but once you start having more, you have no idea what's gonna start happening here, because these people could just go rogue.
And then your kids, you be having kids, and then the kid be telling the younger kid this, and kid be doing that, and they be learning. Be a whole nother world out here. And with this generation, but I feel this next generation, they just gonna tell you like, yeah, I left the house. What? Okay, start paying bills.
Yeah, I don't know.
Neither do I. That's why I don't have no kids. No kids, all 20s, all 20s, no kids. Well, Amber's already past that point, so she good. I don't know about y'all though. I'm just playing. Do y'all want kids, Kat and DeMarcus?
I want like 4 or 5 kids.
4 or 5?
I mean, he's gonna be living in New York.
Yeah,
right.
Some big money. No, but
I forgot. He might live in New York because he got that tech money, y'all. So I'm going. He got that money, so he can afford 4 to 5 kids in New York City. Go ahead and do it. Show him how it's done.
Not at this time. I cannot. Not for me. I mean, because I grew up as an only child as well. So I mean, that in itself is a whole struggle. Like, I know Alicia probably for you was, you didn't grow up as only child.
No, I was just the youngest. What you trying to put me out here on Front Street for?
It probably would have been different if I was able to like move around and go to different places. But since I grew up as the only child, I was in like the same environment and just.
Oh yeah, I did.
You know, you kind of like, you either got to find your way to kind of fit in. You either have to be in this lane of like following people, or you're going to be in the lane by yourself. So I was more in the lane by myself. Like, I had friends, but like, as far as like tight, you know, all the time, I didn't really have that as much. So I kind of would want that for like a family. Like, I knew how it was, so I wouldn't want like the kids to be like that. And also, like, I love kids, so I feel like it would be.
I didn't know Marco loved the kids.
I love the kids. Love the kids. yeah, I don't. I guess it's more of like a, yeah, probably just the way like I grew up and stuff too.
Do you feel like you would make your kids go to college?
I wouldn't force them because, I mean, if I knew what I knew now and more, I wouldn't have went. Like, I would really only went for the experience. Like, I'm a type of person that's, like, super YouTube and all that type of stuff. That's how I know, like, a lot of stuff. So I wouldn't, like, I wouldn't force them to do that. I really want them to have something established before they even, like, get to college so they can choose the route that they want. Like, I don't want to be like, hey, okay, like, the next route is college. And, you know, like, I want them at least, like, have the opportunity to think about what they want to do.
So how do you feel about, like, going back from college from, like, home and living to, like, living on your own?
Well, going back home, it was terrible as far as the circumstances besides family, meaning, like, I had a great time, you know, seeing my parents, you know, getting older. Like, just the mentality is a lot different. So that was a great time because time is short. And I think that, like, during college, especially for me, you don't see them as much as you used to. So that was a great thing in itself. But in my experience, like, it was just kind of like a downhill type of thing the whole time. Like, you're talking about when I went to college, it was like a new life for me. So experiencing everything, like, literally growing up in, like, all sectors of life for me. Like, I didn't even party or nothing for real in high school besides just playing sports. So I kind of had, like, that whole transition. So then coming back home after that, I'm like, this is horrible because I'm from a small town. Same people there, you know, people get married either at 18, you know what I'm saying, and just, like, staying there, nothing to do. And so it was just like, this is terrible. And then when the pandemic hit, you know, me just not even getting out at all for, like, a whole year, like, that was just so, like, that was, like, a downhill type of thing, too. Just, like, a whole mess there. So, like, now getting away, I was already ready. So I don't think it's so much of even, like, being in this new city, I have to take, like, this this time to really, like, be wow that I'm here because I've been, like, I was locked up for so long in the crib. So it's just,
yeah,
like,
be wow.
Like, I'm excited, but it's just like I was been waiting for this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, wherever city it was. So that's kind of
like the pandemic. I really feel bad for all college students, but especially seniors and then people who just graduated, because it's a whole different lifestyle change that you didn't ask for and you had no time to prepare for. Like, at least if you got to May, you knew, like, okay, I'm graduating, I'm going back home, or, like, I'm graduating and doing this. But it was, like, abruptly in March, everybody's like, go home and hope for the best. Like,
yeah, it messed me up. Like, everybody's having fun.
You graduated in May? Are you graduating before the pandemic, right?
I graduated May 2019, but then, like, I stayed, so it was May 2019, but then I had to stay back home, so I was figuring out, like, my job situation.
And the pandemic happened.
Then the pandemic happened.
Next year. Yeah, that kind of happened to me, too, because I graduated 2019. I was just living in some. I was applying, then I started applying to jobs, then I was like, okay, I'm going to try. And it was like, then the pandemic happened, then I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll be here. Yeah,
it was just terrible. Like, not hanging with nobody, seeing everybody go out, have a good time. Like,
I was chilling because I was still at home, that didn't nobody, nothing was happening in the city, so.
Yeah, I mean, same for you. Like, it's just an environment where, like, nothing's going on. So just, like, I think for people like us that are very, like, people, you know, high extrovert personalities, like, it's just, I feel like he was closing a box. So yeah,
who's high extroverted, you?
I would say I'm an ambivert because I'm very, like, very outgoing and, like, extroverted, but also I like my, like, alone time. So I don't like being around crowds all the time. So
you don't like crowds, but you moved to the most crowded city.
I know. I was just about to say that. You look like you've been enjoying the crowds.
No, not like that. Like, it's cool going out with my boys. It's cool going out, like, having a great time, like, in the clubs and all that. But I'm also a type to where it's like, I ain't trying to be around people for a day or whatever. I like to just be in my own zone, like, just in the crib, you know, mixing up or whatever. Like, I just kind of, like, I don't feel like I have to have people to get motivated. Like, extroverts are more of, like, you have to be surrounded, or a big part of your personality is being around people, and that gets you going. More of introverts, they kind of get, like, the outtake on it a little, like, the outlook on it's kind of wrong, but, like, introverts are people that are, like, they kind of get themselves going. You know, they don't have to be around like an exterior crowd to get themselves going.
So. When you put it like that, I don't know if it's great to be an extrovert.
I mean, there's like, I think with extroverts, like, you know, if you're in a room, like, you know, people are going to notice you, you know, you kind of get people going, like you're that person that can bring everybody together. I think that's perks to both. There's not really any cons. It's just like how people operate. But people mistake that like introverted people are not outgoing. Like that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the perception that they put out. Not the people, but like when they explain it. But yeah. I don't know. I'm an extrovert. But.
Yeah, both. I feel like you're an ambivert.
I thought about that, but it's like introvert, extrovert. But I do get energy from people. Yeah, but then I'm just chilling by myself, though. So I don't know.
No, I'm definitely an introvert. However, going from undergrad to grad school, I definitely was an extrovert. Grad school, I quickly realized I became an introvert. And then even more so now, like I'm definitely an introvert. Like the past Saturday through Wednesday, I was with my family. I was so tired of being around them all day. And not that they were even like annoying me, but I was just like, geez, could I do something by myself for a second? And the one time when I did go upstairs to go lay down, my sister was like, oh, what are you doing? We're gonna come socialize. And then they come and get in the bed with me. I said, no, like go back to what you were doing, because I was just trying to come here to lay down to recoup for a second. I did not ask you to come over here.
I'm weak, but I feel like I do feel like, I guess that depends, because I was I'm like, I'm an extrovert or whatever, like outgoing in a sense, depending on how you grew up, because I grew up, I was the only girl, but I'm not the only child or whatever, so I would just like always, I would keep myself occupied, do whatever I'm doing. So it's like, okay, when you see people, like you talk to them and you do that, but also I do like the silence, like when I'm by myself, I just be chilling, I'll be on YouTube, like people really be like, what you doing, like, and I think about that, they be like, what do you do, and I'm like, if I'm not creating content, I'm really chilling. Like, I think people are surprised about that, but I'm like, I'm really chilling. I'm watching YouTube. Like, I really don't be out here doing too much for the people, okay? I just be in my own head. I really be in my own head, like, in my own mind. People are like, well, like, I don't really pay, not that I don't pay attention to the outside world, but I don't really pay attention to the outside world too much. I feel like sometimes you got to do that because too much be going on. To be remembering stuff, so I don't know, that's how I feel about that, but yeah, I feel like we always change conversations about it. Anybody else have anything to say about living on your own? Any tips for living on your own, the transition from college to living on your own or from your parents?
I feel like the most difficult thing was that, like, in college, everybody is right there. Like, you could just walk out your door and, like we said, you'll find something to do. You'll find somebody, something random will be happening. I think a big change definitely was that people are not around like that when you live by yourself, especially, like, if you don't have friends that live in, like, the apartment complex with you, which doesn't typically happen. Like, typically, you're picking wherever you want to live and people are maybe in this city, but I think that just like, no, it will not be the same, and that's fine, but it's not as accessible to hang out with people and do stuff with people because you're not in the same building.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I would say just, I mean, be open-minded. Like, if you're going from living in college to being on your own, because even I think at times when you're like in college, like Amber was saying, you'll always be around people. So sometimes it can also be hard to like have your own mind for like what you want or just things that you're interested in. So I think that like sometimes the challenge of going to a new city is like when you first get to college and you're in an environment where you don't know anybody. But I think with college, it can happen a little bit faster because people are going to similar events, you know, they have like welcome week. So you're almost kind of like forced in a sense to do it. But out here, it's more of like, you have to really find your own way. Like nobody's going to lead you. So just really be open-minded and also try things that you know, may not, you know, really be interested in, you know, it may strike interest as you get older.
Yeah. I feel like, don't have any expectations. I have learned that in life.
That's a great
not point. Be having expectations, and the expectations do not be getting expected. Met.
I'm telling you, Esquire be one of the best pieces of advice, I'm telling you, for people. Like, that's a fact.
Because, like, when you move, like, so much happens, and, like, of course I want to move again. I'm just like, now it's just, like, expect the unexpected. Like, when I moved here, I was like, okay, I have my money saved up type stuff, and then, like, I drove her the next day, like, my tires messed up, and I'm like, what? Okay, this must mean I don't need to be here. I had to go get my tires fixed the next, like, within that week. That's about, you know, tires be expensive type stuff, so, you know, it's about $400, and I was like, oh, child, still can't get the tire fund up, okay? But, like, have no expectations, like, you think you're gonna go to see, and I feel like that's how people feel about, like, Atlanta. Like, people are like, I'm gonna come down here. Like you see the people, like you see the Beast of Mode, you see the Pretty Beast, like you see, well, those are entertainers. So you seem like, oh, they came down here and they made it, whatever, they was doing their things before. I was doing my stuff before too, but then it's like, you get down here, you see all these people making, you see all these people doing this thing, doing that. Then you're like, okay, well, I'm gonna do the same thing, or I'm gonna try to stay in my lane. But everybody's like, I wanna come to Atlanta, make money, make this, do that. And then you get here and you be like, okay, the stuff is expensive and they don't even pay that much. I necessarily wouldn't even have known that if I didn't come out here though. So it's like, when you go to these new cities and stuff like that, you just need to know like what it is. I think people need to maybe do more research before they go, if they're just like, oh, I'm gonna go and like change my life in another state, because it's not always going to be like that. And it's gonna be different if you're on your own. Clearly not knowing nobody, not having family, not having friends is another thing. And then you have to build that community up again. And I feel like that was so hard for me, because in college I did have like a lot of friends. I knew a lot of people. In grad school, not really. I mean, I knew staying at home was temporary, but then coming to another city and trying to do it, like you're trying to get on meetups, you're trying to do Facebook groups, but then it's also a pandemic. So that's also kind of hard, because you like, I don't know you, you don't know me, 6 feet apart. And so like, that's something too. And so it's just like, really, you only have internet friends. And I realized like, I have, like, I really talk to internet friends like a lot. And then sometimes internet friends can turn into real life friends, but like, sometimes they don't, you know. And then that's why I posted, I was like, I feel like people in Atlanta are flaky. They're like, people are flaky everywhere. I'm like, yeah, but people in Atlanta be like, okay, yeah, we can meet up. Oh yeah, let's do this, do that, whatever. But they don't even be doing it. So I was like, and that's flaky to me. So some people are flaky as well. So remember that too. People are flaky and inconsiderate, and they're not always your friends. And that's, I feel like that's my bad, because I genuinely, like, going through college, I call everybody my friend. Like, I was like, oh, that's my friend. But now I'm like, okay, that's my coworker, that's my associate. Like, that's just me. Like, I just call people friends. I'm not saying that I didn't think of the word lightly, but maybe I thought of them too highly. Truly, I may have thought of them too highly, because I'm like, these are my friends. I talk to them. I hang out with them. I'm a friendly person, you know? So also thinking like, okay, well, these are not your friends. Like, something happened, and then I'm like, well, this person wasn't here for me. This happened. They went trying to help me. Like, well, that's not my friend. So I was like, I feel like God tried to show me like, who's my friend, who's not my friend or whatever. Cause I don't really take it like that. Like, I'm just like, oh, they're my friends. Like, they're cool. I hang out with them. It's like, no, girl, that's your associate. Yeah, that's your co-worker, like that's your internet friend, that's that you know from Instagram or whatever. So knowing about like, if you take, and I take friendships seriously, and I think that's what the problem is. Like, I do take them, but some people, like, friendships are disposable to people. Not saying that I won't cut you off, because I do cut people off, because it's a crazy world out here. But I feel like growing up, people were like, oh, like people be like, oh, I don't have no, like, women be like, I don't like girls, I don't have no girlfriends. I never liked that statement. Like, this is why I don't hang with girls, because all they do is argue. Like, I don't know.
Can we talk about that? We talk about that real quick. Like, how come for women, a lot of times I hear women say that they don't mess with other girls, but they love having guy friends, because it's a lot different.
I don't understand that, because me and my friends, like, we argue, but it's not argue like I hate you type argue. It's not like I don't want to be with her because she's sneaky, she is snake or something like that. Like, I don't understand when girls said it, because my friends that I have, like, they wasn't really on that, I don't know, sneaky, snaky stuff. But I don't know. I don't really be like, oh, I hate my friend, I hate them. And so I don't know why women say that. But, like, growing up and being around all men, that's how I grew up. So I'm like, ugh, I'm over these dudes. Like, where's the girls? Like, where's some girlfriends that I can find? But then you hear girls like, oh, I don't like girls because they have attitudes, they have argued. No, your friends have attitudes, your friends have argued. And at the end of the day, men have attitudes. Women, like, everybody has attitudes. So it's like, I guess you just gotta find your person, like your friends who you want to find, because I don't really like that when they be like, I don't have no girlfriends, like all you do really is talk to dudes. You just talk to dudes. Not saying that having guy friends is wrong, but like, you don't want no girlfriends. Who you going out with? You going out with your dudes? I just don't understand that correlation.
I've been seeing that more for like a ton of women. Like, it's crazy. Like, especially with just groups, it's like for women, it seems that if you all get into like a altercation or whatever, like y'all cut off completely each other. But for the guys, it's like, if it's somebody that you know is cool, got a good heart, like it might take a day or so just to get back. But like women, y'all hold grudges though with each other.
Now that is true. I would say that I do be cutting people off. Guys may not cut off people, but sometimes it's the principle. But I feel like guys are probably like, it's whatever. Okay, that's my guy type thing. But when I've been thinking about it, I'd be like, nah, because you could do this. Oh, I would like, nah, because you could do this another time, or this could happen, or that could happen. So I just think about different scenarios, and it's like, do I really want this person to be in my life if this is that? But maybe that could be wrong on my part, because I don't cut people off quick, but I do cut people off.
I feel like I have like a decent mix of girlfriends and guy friends, but most of my friends like have been my friends for like 10 plus years. Like, it's almost like we're now family. Like, it's not even like we're friends anymore, but most of my friends I feel like are guys, but most of them are gay guys. And then I think that I talk to most of like my guy friends more than my girlfriends. And my friend Nakai and I, we were just talking about this, of like how we don't really have that many girl friends, but the one, like what we have friends that are girls is just not the same. I mean, I think that I prefer going out with like, I wouldn't even say my girlfriends, because like I'm just thinking a whole group of us actually is like annoying. So I prefer going out with like one girlfriend and like our guy friends or something, or like meet up or something like that. And I feel like I have, as I've gotten older, value my guy friendships a little bit more, only because when it's actually like a platonic guy girl relationship, like nothing crazy has happened, like you never were attracted to each other or anything like that, I feel like that actually is a really good relationship on both ends. Because some girls, especially if your guy friend has a girlfriend, they think that like you can't have a just platonic, no feelings, no attraction kind of relationship with your friend. So I'm grateful for like the relationships I have with guys that are like genuinely like that, because that is hard to find. And I feel like with guys and girls being friends, it's difficult if somebody can't separate attraction, even if you don't want to act on it. But if somebody's just like attracted or like flirting, as a girl personally, I don't always want guys to be like trying to flirt with me or anything like that. Like, I would just rather a friendship relationship. So I do value those relationships with my guy friends.
But you value them more than your relationships with the women? You value the men?
I feel like, at least for the guy friends that pop into my head, sometimes it's easier to talk to them about certain things. And I think, like, going back to DeMarcus's point, it's like, because sometimes girls just will like be thinking of people as competition, or like they don't want to see you like really shine. But like, one of my friends comes to mind that like, she is my friend. Like, I will not deny that she's my friend. We've been friends for a very long time, but it's difficult to talk to her about some things because she's always kind of like being negative about it, or like just the way she talks about whatever you're bringing up is not welcoming. Like, you don't want to talk to her about it. So like, I'm again fine with her being my friend, but I know what to like go to talk to her for. Mm-hmm. Versus like my guy friends, I don't feel like I've ever felt like that when I talk to them about anything. Like, I think they're more open to have conversations about different things.
I try to be really welcoming, and I think it's really weird, because with like friends, girlfriends, I don't know, like they talk or whatever they say, because it's like a person's gonna do this, person's gonna do this. But then when I'm talking to dudes, it'd be like they be telling their whole dang life story, and I'd be like, I don't care. That sounds so rude. Not that I don't care like that, but I'm like, I just think it's really interesting about that. But they do say like, you talk to some friends about this, you talk to some friends about that. But I don't know, I don't really have that many guy friends. I have like a couple. I'm like, oh yeah, it's cool to have more, but it's like, I feel like I'm rebuilding my girls, like my girlfriends too, because I am in a new city. But out here, it's just like, I don't know if I.
Yeah, I agree with that. In a new city, I'm not about to just be trying to find like all new people quickly to like all the points that you made, but people that I'm already like friends with and know.
Oh yeah. And that's another thing though too. I feel like, well, I don't know where you met them. Like, I talked to some people from college, but I don't talk to that many people from college. And I talked to like a couple of people from high school, but that's like social media. But I also like growing up, that's why I guess I feel like I can cut people off quickly are easy because like I grew up moving. So I don't really have like, oh, one of my friends' brothers actually today, but like the longest person I know might be in high school. Like I didn't have no friends. Like I know people were like, oh yeah, I had friends since kindergarten. I'm like, kindergarten, I can't even remember kindergarten. Like first grade, elementary, middle school. So those friendships, I don't really feel like I really have those close connections with people for like over like 20 years or something like that. So that's what I think about it.
DeMarcus, I'd love to hear your opinion on friends with girls, if you have girls that are friends. I mean, obviously, we're your friends, but, like, you know, we're other people.
Yeah, I mean...
Are we your friends? Because he'd be real fake on going to New York, like, he forget about people, okay?
I met him in person, and we had a great time.
I know you did meet him in person. That was so cool. Look what social media can do, okay?
Yeah, Alicia, that's you. You put us all together.
Actually, I think that I want to talk about that, because I was like, I think my purpose is connect to people. Like, oh my gosh, all y'all know each other. Yeah, oh, so funny. I was being serious. I really feel like lucky this story, like I really feel like my life, my purpose in life is to connect people. And my dad does it in a sense. And also like my friends came out here for Labor Day weekend or whatever. And this one girl, she wants to be like this therapist, my friend's a therapist. And I was like, yeah, like, there you go. Like, that's the person. I'm like, okay, you need this person. That, like, that's the person you figure out. So I really feel like I don't know. And I feel like maybe podcasting, and through podcasting, you can do that. So I'm like, maybe I really am supposed to be like a connected person. I don't know who's going to connect to me, but I feel like I can connect other people together and like make that match and whatever they want to do. So yeah, that's interesting. That's all I had to say. You could go to
like, you have like the database of like all these connections of people. And as soon as someone comes up to you about something, you're like, oh, I got it. I got someone that I can connect you with.
Definitely. Because every time someone talks about occupational therapists, I think about you. So.
Yeah.
Oh, you're an occupational therapist. Oh my gosh. I know somebody who's an occupational therapist. Oh my gosh. You live in New York City? My friend lives in New York City.
Not for real.
We can't hear you.
I had to my nose. Oh yeah, you were supposed to share your perspective.
Oh yeah, yeah. So for me, as far as having like, I don't even say like I have like girlfriends. I mean, for me,
see? It's like, what, you heard him? Disrespect.
No, I mean, I don't really. I don't know as a guy. Like, I mean, I just have I know a lot of women that I'm friends with, but people can also mistake that as like, especially for me, like even doing a podcast like this with y'all. And even like just how, you know, I shout out, give women shout outs, like a lot of people may think like this guy that's weird or, you know, oh, that's off, or people be like, oh, you got hoes. And I'm like, no, it's just like, I'm just really just being a genuine person. Like I ain't got to have sex with everybody that I talk to. So,
that's true.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I just say like there's women I'm cool with. Like I may have like a couple, I have a couple girls that like they just like we just really connect in a sense to where like they understand like me and if I need to vent or something like that. But I wouldn't just say I have like a whole lot of girls, like a whole lot of women that I'm friends with like that.
You don't like the girl word.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say like I have like a whole lot of girlfriends. I mean, that's just not, you know what I'm
saying? So when you talking about maybe like if you have a relationship problem, who would you go to first? Would you go to a girlfriend or would you go to a guy friend?
If I have a relationship problems.
Like an issue. It, like, I don't want to say problems. Like, something, I don't know.
It depends. Like, it has to be, if I'm going to go to a girl, it has to be one that's, like, going to be super real about it. And meaning, like, you know, she's not going to, really someone that's not just going to take my side. Like, I get that. Like, say this.
You need to go to a girl because the guys be like, it's bros before hoes.
Nah. Every guy's like that. Like, my guys, they wouldn't, like, if you was on some BS, like, they'd be like, nah, but, like, it's not the move, it's on you. But, yeah, I probably, that's kind of tough. That's really tough.
So, what about, like, I guess professional or something like that? Like, is there a scenario that you would go to a girl before you go to one of your guy friends, or do you like just always go to your guy friends and you just like it don't really matter?
It don't really matter.
Okay.
Yeah. It don't really matter. Yeah. Relationship, I mean, even relationship stuff anyways, I don't even like getting a whole lot of opinions from people. But I feel like in a situation to where I would go to a woman as if like I was hollering at one of her friends and like I maybe was feeling the vibes or, you know, I was trying to shoot my shot or whatever. But like, say if the friend was really cool and she knew what her other friend was on, I may try to get with her to kind of like gauge how I should handle the situation. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. But yeah, I mean, it really just depends.
What about you?
Yeah.
Can you ask the question again?
Do you prefer guy friends or girlfriends?
I don't know. I guess both. Like, I have like probably like two best friends from high school that are girls, and then I have like one guy friend that like from college that's like a best friend. So for me, I really don't have too much experience with like many friendships, but I'm just keeping it real. But I do have, you know, people that I say friends, you know, friends, but I find myself, I think it just depends on like, I don't even know like what we talk about and stuff like that. So I know that with some of my girlfriends, we'll talk about certain things. And then with my gay best friend, we'll talk about other things. So I would say like with my gay best friend, I'll probably talk a lot more about relationships more. Cause he, even though he is gay, he still gives like that male perspective about things. So yeah, I don't know. I really can't give you a solidified answer and be like, yes, it's only just guys, or yes, it's only just girls. So, but I find myself here in this new city wanting to have a lot more girlfriends because I want to go out and stuff. Like the mm-hmm. pandemic had us inside. And so I'm like, I want to go out, things are opening up. And I'm like, I want to hang out with some girls, get dressed up, look cute, go to brunch.
I got a good question for y'all. I got a quick question for y'all. This is, I'm always curious for women about this. Could you honestly say that you have, that you would have friends, like if somebody's your friend that you're not attracted to them, that you're not attracted to them in like a physical or mental way? Like if you put them in that friend category, is that saying that you're not physically or mentally attracted to them?
Can you repeat the question?
I'm saying, if you put somebody in the friend space, or you say that you're friends with somebody, for you, is that somebody that you're not mentally or physically attracted to? Or would you say that you may be attracted to one of your friends?
I feel like that you could be attracted to your friend, but like you need to decide, do you want to keep them as a friend, or like, would you want to like shoot your shot? Cause I mean, there are my guy friends that, again, like one comes to mind that like nothing has ever happened. We have never tried to like talk in that way. Like it never has been any like flirting stuff. Like, yeah, it might be like compliments, like, oh yeah, like your hair looks good, or like you look nice, something like that. But that's like regular friend stuff. And I don't think it ever crossed the line of like, are you flirting with me kind of thing. And like, even though I do like think he's a nice looking man, I would not want to like be with him. And he is like, he is actually like a great person, but I still wouldn't want to be with him. So I feel like it's kind of like when you're having a friendship with somebody of the opposite sex, like you kind of have to decide and figure it out. Because I mean, you can be friends with somebody after you have like been with them. It just really depends. Like that can obviously get sticky, or if you were attracted or flirted with them. But like for my guy friends that are like platonic, like I have not been attracted. I mean, I could have been attracted to them, but like we are just friends. Like we've never explored that. Like neither of us have ever like talked about it. Even another one of my friends comes to mind. We were friends since college, and people would say like, oh, like, are you guys gonna date? And I'm like, no, like we're not dating. That is not happening. We have never dated.
See, that's why I was asking that, because it's like sometimes you may have a friend that you're like, that you can see yourself being attracted to, but because of just the way that you all connected, you just don't see it going in that direction. But what if it's like this person is like someone that may have qualities that you're interested in, but based off of like where you're at, you don't want to end that like that great friendship that you all had?
That's a great question, because my sister was just talking to me about this the other day, because she was going through like my friend list of like, why haven't you dated this person? Why haven't you dated that person? I'm like, no, like that's just my friend.
Like, they're friends. Like,
even though they are great, like they can be a nice looking person.
Well, then why don't you want to date them if they're great? That's the question.
That's what I'm saying.
Because we're friends.
Yeah, like I really don't have an explanation. And then like for some of them that are my friends from undergrad, I'm like, we've just seen too much to try to like, and been through too many, not odd moments, but you know, college is a wild time. So it's like, I can't do it. No.
I don't think that I would necessarily shoot my shot to a friend. Like, I feel like if he did it, then maybe, but I'm not going to be the one. Like, if we friends, we just friends. Like, and I already have that in my mind. Like, okay, we friends. Like, this is him. I'm not really thinking too much about it.
I just asked from the woman's perspective. I'm just curious because as a guy, I don't say that I initially go out seeking women friends. I just become friends with women. But the thing that can be tough, though, especially on my end, I've just had to where, like, it always be something to where I'd be friends with someone, and then down the line, it's like, I just get hit out of nowhere where, like, this, like, hey, DeMarcus, I'm trying to be with you. Then I'm like, hold on, where did this come from? Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to know that, but it's just like, it's the way that it hits all of a sudden.
Well, I was going to say that I'm not sure in the beginning if you actually want to pursue it, or people can be in relationships. There's all a bunch of factors.
But you also know that when you hang out with people more, you like they could be attracted, but they don't know you. So like maybe throughout the course of y'all hanging out, they might have more attraction. They might start liking you. When people get together, opposite sex, they hang out, they might start liking each other more. So maybe at the beginning, they just want to be friends, but then y'all start hanging out more and then y'all become more.
I mean, it's fine, but just like, I guess it's this, I think it's the way you communicate it. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't just, I don't know, my experience is probably a little bit different, but like, it has to be something I feel like that you should communicate. And if it's something that I don't want to do, and then I tell you that, like, you can't be pissed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they have the right to their feelings. All feelings matter.
But I mean, I guess you're right.
They have the right to their feelings, and you have the right to what you want to say.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
It's just, it's definitely tougher being in that situation, but yeah.
Yeah. So, there that is. And that's what that's going to be. Well, I'm for real. Like, their feelings do matter. Maybe they thought it was something there. You wasn't there. And you just played them to the left low-key. I don't know if y'all still going to be friends. But their feelings matter.
Now, I'm not. This may be a little different. I like y'all's opinion, too. If there's somebody that you wanted and you shot your shot, would you accept being in the friend zone if they said they didn't want to be with you? Some people try to hold on and do that. They're like, okay, well, I'm going to be friend zone. I'm going to keep trying to push on, maybe hang out with them for a while. And hopefully something comes about. No, people really do that.
That's so called a waste of time. And first of all, I'm not shooting my shot, so I wouldn't even get there.
Because I seen a post the other day. I actually posted it on Instagram. It was something about like, what was it? It was about like y'all being equally attracted to each other or somebody putting in work or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like some situations it's like where somebody would keep trying to put in work and then the other person's not attracted to them. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense. Like it has to be like a mutual type of interest.
Yeah. That's a waste
of time. Some people get thrill out of that. Like knowing that somebody's chasing them, even though they don't want them. I'm like,
I was thinking about that. It's like, that's the opposite I was thinking. I was like, because you know, dudes, they like to chase, right? You could be like, nah, and dudes still be trying to chase you. You'd be like, no, why y'all still chasing? They'd be like,
a good outlook on that, because there's a lot of women that like they get like excited about that type of stuff, and it's like, as a man,
no,
like,
I don't want you.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be mutual interest, like we're chasing each other, like I'm really interested in you, vice versa, we're both putting in the work. But if you were curving me, and I can definitely tell you don't have interest, like, the hell am I going to keep trying to holler at you for? To look silly?
They said dudes like to chase.
But I also feel like, to this point too, DeMarcus, like, and I agree with Alicia that, like, I'm not saying to, like, hype myself up or, like, anything like that, but, like, to your point, DeMarcus, people from undergrad will still be sliding in my DMs, and I'm like, leave me alone. Like, don't you got something else to be doing, somebody else to be talking to, like,
no, Amber.
But at least you said leave you alone, to where it's like you're not, like, you're telling them that you're not interested. Some women,
no, are you like, responding, are you saying that in your head?
No, so I don't say leave me alone. I feel like that, yeah, it kind of comes up like rude saying it like that, but I'm just like, we're cordial, we're friendly, but like, if this has been years of you randomly trying to pop up with the DMs, like, what is
maybe that's your husband? See, they keep coming.
Amber, that's what I'm saying.
That could be your husband. He keep coming.
Here's what Amber's doing. She's gonna be like, she'll be cool with him. He's gonna be like, hey, you know, you look good. Da, da, da. She'll be like, oh, thank you. Still having the conversations. No one there. Well, she ain't interested.
On the male side, why don't they get the point? Like,
we exactly. Like, we are not interested. Quit texting.
I ain't got time for that. So,
I'm weak.
I've been through that phase before. Absolutely.
Like, let it go. Like, what are you popping up? I don't understand the pop ups, and I don't understand why he be trying to hit me up on Instagram.
Why not?
No, that's annoying.
Who else is supposed to hit you up yet?
Nowhere.
I mean, Hinge or
no Instagram. Facebook? I'm just saying no, like, but on Instagram, like, it'd be random people and they'd be saying this dumbest stuff and it really be making me mad. They'd be like, oh hey, what's your name? My name is in my name.
See, y'all be having like where dudes be sending like some weird like, I don't know, some of the stuff that y'all told us before, I mean, the way dudes shoot their shots is a little bit different. Like,
and are they like, they be like, oh, where are you at? It literally says Atlanta, Georgia. Like, you're too old to not read.
But at least you got hoes, though.
I do not. I don't know why you're saying that. This is a podcast, okay?
You have male friends that are interested.
No, because I do not like that. I don't like people following me on Instagram. I don't like people knowing. I'm actually really a private person, okay? Beyond popular belief.
Oh no, you and your crew, Alicia. I'm just messing with you.
No, I'm really a private person. But I just don't understand that. And it's like, what? Like on Instagram, like they just be doing too much. Like, why do I want people on my Instagram? I don't even know you. I really be out here like, I don't know y'all. It's like, if you so interested, do a little research, then you know more about me. Like, quit asking me dumb questions, because that's really how you gonna get blocked real quick, okay? Like, that's really annoying. Like,
we'd be feeling the same way.
No, ask me my name.
We'd be feeling the same way.
DMs on Instagram. I'm not doing that.
Some women just don't know how to have a conversation. They're so boring. It's like really cut and dry. It's like, how do you talk to, I'm telling you, it's like a lot of times you'll hear the side of, you know, what men do as far as to women, as far as trying to reach out or trying to flirt or whatever, but you don't hear the opposite side. Like, some of this stuff is terrible. Like,
no, we hear the opposite sides, but one thing I could do is hold a conversation. So I ain't hearing nothing.
Y'all can. Y'all can definitely. I think it's like, it's a difference. It's the simple things. Like, if there's this woman that can, like, you know, be interested, you know, we can just talk about random stuff. It doesn't have to be like, you know, like a freaking agenda. That's dope. But like, some of these conversations, and some of them don't know how to start conversation. It's really bad. Like,
yeah, that's true. But Kat,
we need a part two, because I would love to hear more so of DeMarcus's stories of dating from a guy or like just trying to talk to people, because I agree and I get mad, because like, I am a very laid back, not typical girl. Like, I don't care about the regular, not standard stuff, but like, girls go with the mindset of like, a guy should do everything for me. They should pay for everything. They should
me,
all this stuff.
Please.
No, Alicia, no.
Yes! I said it on purpose, because yes, I'm sitting for the girls who said, yes, I'm standing for them.
This is where you see.
But hold on. Sorry to pause you. Hold on, Kat. Isn't DeMarcus the one that said that we get off topic when he started asking all these questions and he get off topic and he kept going?
See, Kat brings everybody together.
He started the relationship questions and he's like, we get off topic, we go over.
I mean, but okay. I gotta go. I'm just going to say this, and then we definitely need a part two to go more into it. I think a guy can take care of a woman, yes, but a woman should not go in expecting that on the day one of meeting the man. Like,
no, that's...
Wow, it's so crazy just how, like, you know, things just, how the world works. Like, you hear what Amber just said? Did you just hear that?
I have a question. What if the guy comes the first meeting, like, I'm trying to get married, like, I want you to be my wife, like, I want us to be together, da, 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 da. Then don't he need to show that he wants to be with the girl and be married?
There's so many men out here.
The first date? He talked about getting married and you being his wife and having kids and stuff the first date. So he needs to come on, chalk it up after the first date.
I got five guys in there right now. They all take care of that. We take care of their women. They all would be the type to pay the bills. Like, man, I don't understand this.
But some men are okay with, well, you said some men are okay with not with having their wife make more than them, with being a stay-at-home dad, with like being okay with having their wife take care of them. Like, some men are okay with that.
We could definitely have a whole part two on this, because I would like really like, I'm telling you, because it's the misconception. Like, social media really messes this up, like the thought process, because there's really great guys out here. There's a lot of great women as well too.
But where they at? I'm just saying in general for people who are asking.
Nah, I mean, people just have to, it's not all, what people have to understand, people always say, oh, it's such and such, it's their problems, da da da. Like, people have to have accountability. Are you talking to the same type of people? When you go out and date, are you over talking? Are you doing, like, there always has to be this, you know, these things that kind of separate. And the problem is that as people get older, like, there's no way you could be in your 40s and say, I've never been able to find anybody my whole life.
No, there is some people.
But how can you, like, fully say, all the people that you meet, how can you say that you couldn't find anyone? Like, it can't always be
that.
That
might not be who they're looking for. If you're looking for a man to provide, take care of you, what'd you say?
I said it seems like a character flaw. Like, if you, like,
no, it's not a character flaw. If you're looking for a man to provide, take care of you, you're not, they ain't out here for real like that. So it could take you to about 40 years.
No, there's no way. Like, you can, I don't think there's anything that's
stuck in your ways that you're not willing to, like, compromise or understand that everything doesn't have to be the certain type of way. So
exactly. Doomed. That's the bottom line here.
Because that's it. Like, it's, yeah. It's just, but I think for women on the women's side, like the guys, like, I think sometimes women are focused more on like the looks, and then they realize that, like, there's a lot of times where as men, as far as dating wise, you'll see that when they're in a relationship, they're with a woman that's not even as attractive as like this, the girl that you thought that they should be with.
Like, no, men be looking at looks.
And no, we do, but a lot of times women will like question, like, oh, now he's with her, like, she's all right, but like, this girl over here is way better. But a lot
and
of
I be
times
like, that's rude. I had to see. That's what I'm saying. People be having like, this sounds rude. But this girl, she was like, I don't think, she was like, some couples be together. And she was like, you know, some couples are cute together, but sometimes the dude, like, the dude is cuter than the girl. Da, da, da. I'm like, okay, you talking about the dude is cuter than the girl, but you ain't got no man. So don't be talking about them.
But we really love personality. Like, that really stands out too. I mean, of course, it looks like a big part, but like, if you don't have a good personality, like, which a lot of women out here don't, like, it's a lapse. Like,
do men have good personalities?
Very few.
Alicia, it doesn't have to be a
very few. It doesn't have to be a, I'm just asking. He said,
I know.
Have good personalities, because I know my good women. I know my good girlfriends. We got good personalities, okay? We can talk, have conversations.
And it's good that you hype up your girls, because I would do the same with my guys, but in the same sense, though. I think that from what I see as far as with my group of guys, like, if there's a guy that's always complaining about women doing this and that, it's like, I'm going to check him because he's got to be the issue. And I think for women sometimes, like, it can be, from what I see from women that I know, is people in their groups are hyping each other up without holding each other accountable to say, you know what, you're actually the issue.
No, it's you. You are the problem.
Yeah, like, you the problem. You the reason why, like, these guys aren't attracted to you. You might feel like you're the cutest in the group, but your personality is trash. Like, I would say that to one of my guy friends.
Now, to be honest, I do see what you're saying, and that does kind of come like how close you are to friends, because actually, well, I don't know if anybody checking your girl, but I'd be like, well, you know, I say some crazy wild things, you know, but my friends be like, I'm not, girl, you can't say that. I'm like, okay, but I'm still gonna say it, or I choose not to say it. So it just really depends on who the friend is and what you say. I say some wild things, maybe not on the podcast.
There's nothing wrong with that, but you'll see, like, if a girl posts a picture, right? Like, all her girls are gonna be under the picture comment, like, girl, you so fine. I don't know how no dude wouldn't want you. And, you know, well, even for guys,
comment that on the comments, because that's kind of embarrassing, but
you'll see it though, like, oh, girl, you look so good, but this and that. But it's like, then you're taking away from the main piece, which is the personality as well too. Like, that's,
but
not
maybe they up. Think that girl is bomb. Maybe she got the personality, maybe she got the looks, maybe she educated, maybe she bomb out here, she an entrepreneur, maybe she got a good head on her shoulders and she's a bomb person, and any guy want to catch, and maybe she's not finding what she needs, so maybe they hyping her up to just,
that's,
you know,
it, usually in that case, like, if the girl is like that, but I mean, she's really like a genuine girl, okay, her time's gonna come. But you'll see, for where a good majority to where like some of them really ain't, you know, like that on the back end.
But how do we know about that? Because that's social media.
Well, I'll say for people that we may know.
I feel like for people who are like good people, it's just in the Lord's hand and there's nothing you can do about that.
But I feel like I am a good woman.
So it's in the good Lord's hands, like we said.
Okay, period. Cause what?
But y'all know some people though that like that they portray them
in a relationship or why it went bad.
What'd you say? You know people what?
I was about to say, you know people that, though, they portray the image of just like, okay, I look good, but, like, behind closed doors, they really don't be treating people in a good way.
But that could be true, but also it'd be crazy the people who be in relationships that you would think that wouldn't be in relationships, that be in relationships and then be getting married. And then
that's true. I'm appalled by the amount of people I went to undergrad with that are married, that I'm like, you're married? Like, what the heck?
And I'm still here trying to figure out where I'm going to live at. Like, I'm just trying to figure out my next phase of life, and you married, got up, like, it's just crazy. So I don't know. I mean
it's something that they were willing to change, or also, I mean, we don't know exactly what's going on in there. I don't think it's like you got to change who you are, but you, like Kat said, you got to compromise. Like, you're always going, in a sense, give up something whenever you're bringing somebody else into your life.
That's why I'm single.
You're always going to, like, if it's, you know, you like someone that's touchy-feely, like, you know, you may love that, but somebody, that person may not be there. They may be more like emotional support. I mean,
yes.
But if they bring all the other things.
That's a transition. I feel like that's a transition, though. Like, with relationships, like, I really feel like that because, I mean, growing up, truly, honestly, I'd be having this conversation, like, growing up as the, not the only child, but, like, I'm the youngest, I'm a girl. I don't share nothing, like, what I have is mine because I was only, like, I was only a girl. So I was like, it's really going to be hard for me when I get married and have a husband. Oh, gosh, they'd be, like, one closet, one bathroom. I usually got to share all that stuff, and I'm just not really used to sharing all that stuff. So I know it's already going to be a struggle. People may laugh at me, but I'm for real serious. Like, it's, like, that's a transition, like, you really got to think about yourself and you got to know yourself. I'm like, I don't really, not that I don't really like to share, and I guess I won't share, but I'm not used to like sharing a room. I'm not used to like sharing a closet. Closets be about this big anyways, for people who are listening, closets be small. And so it's like thinking about that. It's like, okay, knowing if you do want to get married, if you don't want to get married, but like getting married, it's like you really have to integrate this person in your life. But for so long, like, even when I was younger, I didn't even share a room till like I was in college. And that was one time, like my freshman year, you know, sharing a bathroom. It's like, what the heck am I doing? I have no idea what this community bathroom stuff is. No, ma'am. But anyways, and so it's like just knowing who you are and just changing. It's like, if you do want to get married, like you have to be okay with that. Even if you've been the only child, like the market's your only child. I don't know if you was living with no girls, but don't you think about think about like when you get married, like how you're gonna have to share the where you're laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't, like, no, think about it. Like, you've been the only child for so long, you have not really had to share anything. I mean, now you're sharing something, probably like you're sharing an apartment or whatever, but you're really gonna have to like share and live with somebody in your space that you're not used to, right?
That's a tough and decision. That's why you're like, gonna
compromise, because now
that's why
it's something that is committed. Because we talked about this, like, it's different when you're just dating someone and then when you're actually married to someone. When you're married to someone, like, you have to compromise, because you're like, this is marriage, this is committed, I want this to work.
I know, that's what I was saying, like, it's a difference, and that's why I'm not married.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
struggle, but you're gonna have to make it work.
Yeah, but that's why I'm not married in my 20s, because I just know I don't, and I like to just get up and go. Like, you got to think about other people. Like, if I want to move to out the country, you got to think about somebody else, like moving out the country with you or whatever. Like, you want to get up and you move to a new city, like, you got to think about other people. And I'm just saying, like, growing up, I didn't have to think about other people. I haven't to share anything. So it's really like, I already know it's going to be a struggle within that transition. Hopefully it won't be that big of a struggle, because now that I'm aware of it, you know, and I think about it. Oh, child, let me tell you.
No, that's a big change for sure. I mean, I think we don't even think as well too, like going into a marriage, that's like a lifelong commitment. And especially like from what I see, just like for older couples, like it seems like they even went through so much stuff a lot of times we may not even know about. Like when you think about infidelity and stuff like that, you'll see where I've even talked to older couples, like they just, they made it happen. Like they didn't let that like stop the relationship. And I'm not saying that's something I could be able to handle, but I think there's also like nowadays in relationships, people kind of just leave for like the smallest things. They don't even like, hey, this person's, you know, tone is off. And it's like, why would you not want somebody that's passionate that's helping you push you to the other side?
Does that mean that you're passionate because you're yelling at me? I don't know.
No, I don't think it's, I mean, it depends on the situation. But okay, if that was the case, the way I was yelling, that's not something that a person couldn't work on to where like, unless they were just abusing you, you know, that's different. But like, they're just yelling at you and that's part of their tone because they're used to yelling at people. I don't feel like that's something that can't be worked on. To where I'm like, oh, I got to cut this person off. Now, if it's obsessive, that's different. But people are, yeah.
Well, if you're cheating, I'm leaving. Does that rhyme?
No, because I'm not doing that.
You said what? Yeah,
I said I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're cheating, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. And we need a part two. That's what
we need a part two. I love these topics. So yeah, we need a
part two. People love relationship topics. Oh, y'all always want to do a relationship topic.
And I know, Alicia, you were asking me about doing one, but I feel like just...
You don't like talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. But DeMarcus, I feel like, is getting good questions and he has a logical male brain. So we could use...
I can give... I'm going to give it to y'all real cut and dry. So like, ask me whatever on the next one. Like, I'll be completely honest because it's like, I also got to a point to where I hold accountability for myself. So if there's a flaw that I have or whatever, like, I don't mind saying that because that's the only way I can grow. Like, it doesn't make sense to try to act like I'm a perfect person. Like,
Yeah, DeMarcus always likes to talk about relationship stuff. I try to not talk about relationship stuff. But yeah, I know Amber don't like to talk about relationships.
I know. But I feel like questions and like the conversation we're having is fine. But like, to then talk about like own personal experiences, no thanks.
Yeah, that's too much. Yeah,
but you're only gonna learn from your personal experience.
But they can find someone else.
Oh, you're talking about yours, like
yeah.
I mean, I don't mind sharing. I mean, but
DeMarcus don't mind sharing. He'd be like, he dee dee do that, and I know you don't like to share. Well, he'd be like,
I won't go into too much detail, but I'd be like, okay, I went through like a situation like this, like, because people need that. Like people, so
do
people,
they need that, or do you want to share that? I think that's what's wrong with content creators. I'm just kidding.
No, people be messaging me all the time just about like, hey, can I talk
to you? Okay, what you a motivational speaker? We got a motivational speaker on the podcast.
I didn't say
an insight.
Well, I do like the daily thoughts. Like seriously, like I have a lot of people that will like reach out to me, or I'm even for like my friends. Like I'm that guy that like the people are really going through it and something, like people just feel comfortable talking to me. So.
I love you, glad I'm not that person, because I'm like,
I have to learn how to take a step back though, because sometimes it can be overwhelming and time consuming. So
yeah, I'm like, who you got too much going on? Talk to me when you got one thing, not two, three, four, five things.
Like I'm not a therapist, so I'd be just like, jeez.
Yeah, go to a therapist, mental health matters. I hope y'all enjoy this episode. If y'all want a part two, let us know. But there probably already be a part two by the time y'all hear this episode. So if you like this, make sure to subscribe to us on the podcast platform. Follow us on Instagram, at Millennial Thoughts Pod. And stay tuned for another episode. And thank y'all for joining me on this episode of... What is the word again? Nostalgia. I almost forgot it. So thank y'all so much. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this. Like, comment, and subscribe. Stay tuned for part two.
Hey, millennials. Do you want to be financially free? Do you want a second stream of income or extra money to pay off your debt? Well, Millennial Thoughts has created a 6-week side hustle program just for you. We will be building your side hustle in 6 weeks with 3 easy steps. Are you ready to start making money now and be a part of the side hustler community? Email me at millennialthoughtspod@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram saying I want to sign up for the side hustler program.
The Adulting Queen was made to help you navigate adulting because adulting is very, very, very ghetto. There's so many things that you don't know, you don't understand, and you are just winging it day by day. And that is why I created this platform. My name is Amber, and I'm the creator of The Adulting Queen. You can find me on Instagram at The Adulting Queen. Website is theadultingqueen.com. Facebook, The Adulting Queen, LinkedIn, The Adulting Queen, basically every platform, The Adulting Queen. Make sure you follow, share with your friends, because we are all just out here winging it and need support to make it through this adulting journey, which again is very ghetto. Like, I cannot stress that part enough. What I have done is host events, consultations, just post motivational things. And really, I hope by living my life out loud and authentically that that's inspiring others to do the same and to do it in a healthy, balanced manner. Again, because everybody does not have it figured out at all. And don't let anybody let you believe that they do. So again, follow me at The Adulting Queen, and thanks for listening.
As content creators, it takes a lot of work to edit, publish, come up with ideas, and, you know, just be on for our supporters and our audience. I have decided to create a Patreon for this podcast. I would love if you all would support it. It's only $5 a month. You can get episodes early. You can go live with me, and you can get exclusive behind the scenes of when I do podcasts. All you have to do is download Patreon and go to patreon.com/millennialthoughts. There are different tiers, but the lowest one is $5, and that is only 16 cents a day. So if you would go and support the Patreon for this podcast, I definitely would appreciate it. And you will also get a shout out on the podcast episode. Thank you all so much.